Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now. Take a long, slow, deep breath in and let it out. As you continue to breathe in, be reminded of God breathing his very breath of life, his invisible, personal, life-giving presence into the nostrils of the first human. As you continue to breathe in, just receive his peace. And as you breathe out, just allow all of the things that are not his peace to escape. Just release those things into his hands. The worries and fears, anxieties, the responsibilities that are weighing on you, the relationships that are heavy on your heart. Just entrust those to the hands of God for the next few minutes. Just ask God to center your attention on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of your faith. In 1744, Charles Wesley wrote, "Come, thou long expected Jesus." Just allow the words of this hymn to capture your imagination and draw you into the hope that we have in the first advent, the coming of Jesus. And the hope that we place in the second. Come, thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins, release us. Let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, born thy glorious kingdom bring, by thine own internal spirit rule in all our hearts alone, by thine all-sufficient merit raise us to thy glorious throne. Peter, the disciple of Jesus, penned this at the beginning of his letter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, according to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope. Just allow the Spirit of God to stir that in your heart and your mind. He has caused us to be born again to a living hope. When you hear the words living hope, what is born in you? What is stirred? How does it captivate your mind? Spirit of God, would you give us images, feelings, and thoughts that might help us better understand this living hope that we have been born again into? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus the Messiah. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus the Messiah from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time, in the second advent. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus, the Messiah. God, would you enlighten our minds to understand, our hearts to grasp what it looks like to set our hope fully on the second advent of Jesus, on His return. Spirit, what are some things that our hope is in? Things that may be even good, but are not the second advent of Jesus. How might you begin to move in our hearts and alter our perspective, allowing us to fully set our hope in Jesus' return? What is the grace that He will be bringing with Him? The gift. How might that captivate our minds today? Now, hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes in what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. God, what would it look like for us to await your return patiently today? May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, our Messiah. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope. So come, thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins. Release us. Let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. God, thank you for your perfect plan. Your plan of redemption, of reconciliation, your plan for our salvation, your plan to set us free. Thank you for coming. And thank you that you will return, and that in your return you will bring with you grace, more grace. Thank you for our inheritance that is imperishable, undivided, undefiled, kept with you. God, would you stir hope in our hearts? Would you overflow hope in our lives? Would people see that hope that is fully fixed on you and your return, and be drawn near to you today? We ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.